Well, hello there. You are about to enter the mind of the mindset maniac. Your mindset is the most important part of your existence. Don't believe me? You will. With a healthy, adaptive, and expansive mindset, you can achieve anything, and you can learn to use every challenge in your life to benefit you in some way. I am here to teach you all the ways your mindset dictates your current experiences in life and ultimately your future. This podcast will teach you applicable tools and resources that you can start applying today to improve your life. So what are we waiting for? Let's go ahead and jump right in. What is up, my friends? Welcome back to another episode of The Mindset Maniac. I am Leslie Crevar, your host and mindset maniac. And oh my gosh, I just finished up a 45-minute yin yoga practice. I was introduced to yin yoga about 5-ish years ago after a surgery that I had. If you are newer to my world or maybe just haven't heard this story, I had a really traumatic birth with my son, ended up pushing for 7+ hours, and he was a forceps delivery. And because of all that, like the year and a half to 2 years after he was born were just like agony and like nonstop appointments with pelvic floor specialists and PTs. And I mean, it was just, that was what my first 2 years of like being a mom, like honestly was filled with. That's a story for another time. But during that time, I really had to change the way that I worked out. And I was such a active and like, you know, hardcore workouts kind of gal, lots of HIIT workouts. I was huge into CrossFit before I had Watson. Like, big part of my identity was wrapped up in being this like active and not just active person, but like I'm competitive and I used to be a competitive gymnast. And so being able to do these things and like be like one of the top people in like the class or like whatever I was doing, like that was a really big part of my identity. So as I shifted into motherhood and my identity changed from like not being a mom to a mom, it was also like reorganizing in a lot of other ways, and this being one of them. And during that time, I was just really desperately looking for forms of movement that still made me feel good, not just strong, but like good from the inside out. And yin yoga was one of those things that I found, which like in some ways became like meditative, but in other ways, like, gosh, I would get such great stretches and my body would move better and just like more fluid spine, like felt like it was working the way that it should. So it's been something that I've really tried to keep in my practice, you know, through the years. And yeah, so that's what I just got done doing, a nice juicy 45-minute yin yoga practice that was like focused on spine, which was so nice. So I want to chat with you about resonance and reassurance. What do I mean by that? This is something that I have been aware of and maybe have used different language around when I think about how this shows up for me as a parent. And it wasn't until more recently that I've been able to integrate this into my own personal work and what I will now continue to use it, like move it into my professional work. That's how it always starts for me. It starts within me. And then after I experience it, learn more about it, use it for enough time, I want to share it. And here's the way that I want to introduce this. And I have a good visual that I think will help paint a clear picture. So when you think about giving a child reassurance, which is important, right? The visual that I've seen is like a child, you know, sitting down, feeling really sad, And there's kind of like a little visual above them that looks like a broken heart, right? Visualizing that they're really sad or upset about something. And then there's an adult image next to them, like a parent, and they are standing above them and like maybe trying to hold their hand or pat their head. And there's a visual image over them with like a heart with an exclamation point, right? Reassurance. So I imagine if that like visual had words, like maybe the child would be saying something like, I'm so sad, or, I'm really hurt, or something like that. And the parent would be like holding their hand or rubbing their head, being like, it's okay. It's okay. Like, you're going to be okay. This is fine. This is no big deal, right? With so much love, reassuring, everything's going to be okay, which feels good and is a really important part of, I think, a child being. Like being seen, feeling heard. But then there is this layer that is, in a lot of ways, more important, and where I always try to start with Watson when I'm seeing him and trying to hear him in one of those moments. So I think about the visual again, right? Same picture, well, same child image, child maybe sitting on the floor. The little image of the broken heart right above them in the little bubble. And then this time the parent or the, adult figure is kind of sitting down on their level, and the image above their head is also a broken heart. And what I would imagine the language being used in this picture is again the child saying something like, I'm so sad, or this, I'm really hurt. And then the parent saying, yeah, it makes sense that you're really sad. Or I can see that you're really hurt. That makes sense. I see that. And that is resonance, right? And it's a different feeling. There's such a different feeling. I want you to think about maybe something that you've experienced in your life, right? Where you were venting to a friend and you're just sharing it with someone that you're close with, and they're like, oh, it's okay. Oh gosh, don't worry, it's going to be okay. Everything's going to be fine, right? And with all the best intentions, they're trying to reassure you, they're trying to comfort you. But that feels so much different than when someone comes alongside of you and maybe puts a hand on your shoulder or wraps you up in a hug and is like, yeah, of course. Of course you feel heartbroken right now. Of course you feel sadness right now. Yeah, like of course you do. And that's resonance. That's someone coming alongside of you and helping you feel beyond, like, you feel seen and heard in different ways, but this is just such a different level. And so when I think about how I parent, like, even if it's just briefly with Watson, because there are absolutely times where, like, you kind of just need to be reassured and it's like, all right, come on, we're gonna be fine, let's go, right? But even just briefly recognizing to him that I, like, yeah, it makes sense. I know, I understand. You feel sad right now, or you feel angry right now. It makes sense. You don't like what mommy's saying, but also we're going to keep it stepping. We're going to keep moving, right? There's a way to do both where we just don't get stuck in the, yeah, we get stuck in what I would call like too much of the gentle parenting, where we don't become the authoritative parents that we need to as well. So I, like I said, this is part of my parenting style and the way that I really try and practice my parenting. I'm definitely not perfect, but something I try to be very aware of. But I never thought about how this would connect with me as an adult. And I never, until I really started digging into the self-resonance work, thought about moments in my life. And this is the way that it's described. Like, there are key moments in your life, and sometimes they're really big moments, like macro traumas, and other times they're like smaller things, like little micro traumas. And then there's other times when you wouldn't even qualify it as a trauma at all. It's just like one of those things that, like, you remember from your childhood or maybe even from last week that just keeps popping up in your mind. And the idea with this work is that, like, when we feel alone and something big that happened to us, again, it doesn't have to really be a big thing, but it was something that made an imprint on us. But when we feel alone, and maybe we were physically alone, or maybe we just felt emotionally alone, and it was too much for us to, like, deal with on our own, or we didn't, we're humans in relation to humans all the time. Relations are so important to us. That is how our nervous systems regulate and feel safety and comfort. almost just went down a tangent on like co-sleeping and like why that's so important. I have to pull myself out of it. But when we have some of those moments and we're alone, which a lot of times we are, especially if we're talking about being an adult, but even when we're children, like when we're alone physically or emotionally, we can't process and feel safe enough and seen and heard enough to like get through those like emotions and those memories in a healthy way. And also at the same time, we get stuck in this like, we get stuck with this default programming that becomes our inner voice that doesn't allow us to feel seen by ourselves. So we get stuck with this voice inside of our head that's either like putting us down or trying to talk us out of how we feel, instead of the way that we should be thinking to ourselves about ourselves all the time, which is with love and compassion and this like in general vibe of like, I see you, you make sense. Even when you're making a mistake or you're doing something like quote unquote wrong, I see you, you make sense. This makes sense. Yeah. So the reason I wanted to bring this up is because as I said, and this is part of my parenting style, but I recently have been doing self-resonance work. And part of my professional, in part of my own professional development, like adding on more trainings and skills and tools and like kind of this neurobiology modality. And I had something come through really, really strong for me yesterday, which like, you know, if it was like a truck, it would have just like, man, it just felt like it just hit me out of nowhere. And it was something that I just couldn't believe that I have been missing for the last 7 years. And I'm not going to go super, super deep into the example because it's personal, but at the same time, and I don't mind sharing personal things, but it's something that I'm still looking at. But what I will say is that I was working on something that is an intrusive thought. Now, when I talk about intrusive thoughts, these don't have to be like majorly traumatic thoughts or majorly traumatic moments. For me, it, you know, kind of was a mild one, but it wasn't something that I'm like, oh my gosh, I don't feel safe around this. Like it just was a thought that I noticed like that just pops into my head all the time, right? And intrusive thoughts can be like seemingly good thoughts as well. Like, why does that always come up in my mind? And as I'm describing this, I know you have things that like you just notice randomly come up in your brain. You're like, where did that come from? Why am I thinking about this? Right? Whether it was something that happened 2 weeks ago or 20 years ago, what? Where did this come from? And so during this like practice and this training that I'm doing, we were instructed to, you know, kind of look at one of those intrusive thoughts that we just notice often and to go through this process and go through this process where we can kind of revisit it and it's in this structured way, but then go back through and support ourselves with this like resonance, right? Instead of like, oh, it's okay or whatever, you know, a lot of the ways that we try and talk to ourselves are through things either in the moment or afterwards, but instead like really going deeply into this self-resonance, right? Pretending that we're either someone that we wish that was there or coming to ourselves as ourselves now and providing that resonance in that moment. And, you know, I like was hesitant to do this. I'm like, you know, okay, let's see. Man, it was, like I said, it was like plain as day. When I did that, what came up for me as far as like the way that this work, I'm going to jump all over the place for a minute. As you do this resonance work, the idea of it is that in that moment of like a little trauma or big moment for you or a small moment for you, whatever it is that made the impact, the idea is in that moment, in order for us to feel like we were able to get through it, we end up making these little unconscious contracts with ourselves. And a lot of times the contract sounds something like, I will never do this again, or I will always be like this, or I will never be this way, or I will never feel this way, or I will never show this again, or I will always protect myself or always have my guard up or whatever it may be. It's those kind of like very like black and white statements, and they're contracts. And like I said, the way I'm understanding this and the way that I'm like learning and really gosh seeing this like as a, you know, as a truth that happens is that one, it happens unconsciously, and then we continue to live out this contract and find more evidence to support that, oh my gosh, this contract needs to be here. And so without going like too far into like what I worked through, but I ended up making a contract when Watson was 9 months old. No idea that I did this. And this was like a beautiful thing that came up in this work. The contract sounded like, I cannot fully trust myself with this child. And when that like came up as far as like the contract that I made, and it, like I said, this is a full process. And so there were a lot of like questions and things that I worked myself through to get to this like moment where this floated up. It was like, wow. And you'll know when you've landed on an actual contract, because like there will be a visceral like feeling. There will be an emotion that comes up. And for me, it was a moment of like a sensation of like a weight that felt like it was kind of like not dropping, but like buoying, or how do you say that? Buoying, whatever, bopping up and down in the ocean, where it was like, it's here and it's kind of been here. And like, maybe I could let it go, because now I see it. And so part of this contract work, as you move through this resonance work and you help yourselves like feel like very seen and heard and like, yes, like you make sense. And then what happened, you know, from this was like, you work yourself through this part where you are able to release the contract if you want, right? Because the way the contract works is like, this thing happened, and then I made this contract that I will never, or I will always. And then the second part of it is in order to, and like for me, the in order to was like to protect my child or to never let something bad happen to him. You know, that was my in order to. And then like the last piece of it, well, I shouldn't say the last piece, but a big, you know, as we identify it and we kind of like figure this out, like we have these contracts, then we get to ask ourselves, like, is this a contract that I want to keep? Now that I know I had this, I unconsciously created it, do I want to keep this? Especially when I can see how I've been upholding this contract, you know, and I can see how I've created more evidence to be like, yeah, I need this contract. And without knowing what the contract was, there is no way for me to even prove it wrong or to prove that I like don't want to have it anymore. So such a big moment. And the reason I wanted to share this with you is because like resonance, whether you are able to do it on your own, which is, I'm going to give you just a little, I don't know, like not a tip, but some ways that you can start building it for yourself on your own, very simple ways, things that I'm constantly doing day to day as well. But I also want to say that I believe that being that source of resonance, like being able to help people feel like they make sense and know that they make sense, is something that God put in me. And even as a young child, like I would do this for people and with people, even like adults. I remember being like 7 years old and sitting with grown adults who were like in their 30s, and like they would just be talking to me, and I would just, yeah, like, oh yeah, you're sad. I understand you're sad. That makes sense. Well, you know, and like I would see them and hear them and let them feel like, I should be sad. That makes sense, you know? And so I say that because it's part of me. And I feel like anything that is part of us that is a gift when we can see it, and then we can find ways to live into it and honor a gift that God has given us, like, that's when we are doing our best in this world, in this time that we have here. And I bring that up because I shared this in the gratitude group. So if you weren't in the gratitude group, you wouldn't know about this. But I recognize that this time of the year can be hard for people. And not just this time of the year. Life is hard. Life is easy too, but life is hard too. And when life is hard, it's helpful to have people who can see us and hear us in a, in a personal way. And then especially, it can be really helpful to have people who can do it in a professional way, right? Who can see us and hear us and help us make sense of what we're like experiencing. And on top of that, maybe provide some new insights and some ways to support us. And that's what I always hope to do for my clients, finding that balance of both, because we can't feel like we're in a safe place to do anything if we don't feel like, man, this person gets me. And so where I'm going with this is I want to extend support for no other reason than it feels in my heart that that's what we do as humans. That's what I want to do as a human. And so in the next few weeks, I'm going to be opening up a free coaching call. You will have to sign up and you will have to select, like, if you're someone that's coming to actually get coached or if you just want to watch, it doesn't matter to me either way. But if you sign up as someone that's coming to get coached, I will, like, you know, call on you and know that you are, on the docket to be coached. But you don't have to be. And there's nothing that I want from you. There's nothing that you need to commit to. I think this is an important thing to have. Some of us have it naturally within ourselves, where we can provide that like resonance. But even if we do that, like I said before, we're still humans that have been programmed to need that from other people. So I want to extend that offer to be that person for you, even if it's just holding the space for like 10 minutes to help you feel seen. And if during that time we are able to maybe problem solve a bit or create some forward movement or help you get unstuck or help you like see some patterns or whatever it might be, amazing. Now, if that's something that's not for you, but like the self-resonance work is like landing with you, what I want to offer, and this is going to sound so simple, but I want you just to take it in and to think about it in a different way. We have heard over and over and over like how important self-talk is, right? And I think that for me, when I've heard that, I've always thought of it as like in the big moments, right? Like when you make a mistake, like how do you think about yourself? How do you talk to yourself in those big moments? But what I have been missing is all of the really quiet chatter that is happening to me about me, from me, all day long. I'm talking in between cooking the eggs and unloading the dishwasher. I'm talking in between telling Watson to get in the shower and, you know, walking down the hall to grab a laundry basket. There's constant thoughts that I'm having about, if I'm doing this right or if I'm doing this wrong, or should I have done it this way? Should I have done it that way? You know, in between client calls or in between, you know, interactions with my husband or, you know, stuff with my family, like anytime anything is happening, there is a dialogue that is running in the back of my mind. And sometimes I feel really proud of how I'm thinking about myself and what I'm doing. And other times, and honestly, this is most often when the voice is the quietest and it's just trying to like sneak past me. It's almost like it knows that if I see it and hear it, I'm going to like be like, what are you doing here? So it's just quiet. But I'll notice these thoughts that are like, what are you doing? You're doing this wrong. You're making a mistake. You shouldn't be doing it this way. Like, especially when it comes to parenting, but other things as well. And so what I want to invite you to do is to listen very closely for these in-between moments, right? In between brushing your teeth and getting into bed. In between opening your email and like opening your Instagram, in between, you know, walking the dog and I don't know, walking the dog. Like, look, during these quiet moments, these little in-between moments, like, what are you thinking about yourself? It's more evident. Like I said, it's easier to do this in the big moments, the big mistakes, the big things that are happening. And then you can hear the voice loud, like, oh, you messed up, or yes, you did a great job. But I want you to bring your attention to these really small moments, because that is your default thought, your default programming. And when we can recognize that maybe our default programming is not coming from this place of like self-resonance, it's actually coming from a place of like judgment or, you know, shame or whatever it is, a lot of other things will start to make sense as far as like the actions that we take or the feelings that we have when we're doing certain things or before we do certain things or even the beliefs that we have about ourselves. So I wanted to share this with you today. Now, if you are interested in the coaching call, there is a link in the notes here and it will say join the Get Coached call or sign up for the Get Coached call. And then you'll just, you know, pop your email in. I have a question on there around like times of day that will work best for you so that I can, for the people who say they're going to come and want to get coached, I can try and make it be a time that works for most people. So you'll answer that. And if you're like, what? I don't understand. I can't find this in the show notes. Like I've had people say that before. I don't know what like apps look like on everybody's phone, but even though I'm not active on social media, I still have a profile. And so if you click on my profile on Instagram and go to the link in my bio, there will be a link there that says sign up for Get Coached, and you can go through and sign up through there as well. So that is all I have for you today, my friends. I hope that this was something that resonated with you. And that's all I got. As I say each and every time, my friends, let's live a meaningful life, and we will chat so soon. Hey, thanks so much for listening along with me today. I hope you found this episode helpful. And if you could do me a solid, drop me a 5-star rating below and please comment what you liked about this podcast and how it was helpful for you. And if it was, I would love for you to share this with a friend. That is one way that I can continue to grow this podcast, reach more people, and continue to spread the good word. Also, make sure you hit subscribe on your way out so that you never miss an episode with myself, the Mindset Maniac. I'll see you here next time.